The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, DALE007 on Twitter, right, Devin Ellington in real life. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation, hoop-ball.com. Go over there and check our premium content out. Check out some of the layup line stuff. It's free content. Check the fantasy blurbs and the community threads out. Premium content, you know, if you want the wager pass, it'd be $9.99, 7 professionals, 33 cents a day. 33 cents a day. That's some crazy numbers right there. That's the cost. I think we'll make you 33 cents a day. We also have Hoopball 360. That's all of our premium content all together for $12.99. You're going to get the DFS pass. You'll also receive the fantasy pass, all with stuff to help you win your leagues and make your money. It's phenomenal. All right. So before I get started on today's show, let me go and talk about manscaped.com. Weed Whacker just came out. If you didn't get it as a stocking stuffer, well, now you can go ahead and do it for yourself. Just get it. Use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20, over at manscaped.com. On top of that, free shipping that you get, you're going to get 20% off. And then, here's the cool part. You get good products. That Weed Whacker, like I said, that's for your nose, your ears, your sensitive spots, anti-tug technology, you know? And then lithium battery, dual motors, waterproof, full electronic. It is the bee's knees. Go check Manscaped out, manscaped.com. Use promo code HOOPBALL20 and let them know that Devin sent you. Today's going to be kind of like a rapid fire show. I'm going to lead with college basketball. Told you that I like college basketball, so that's usually what we start with here. And then NBA. You know, it's a light card, but got a couple plays. Got to talk about some hoops. All right. Y'all just want to do it? Just want to kind of hop in. Actually, got a pretty big college basketball card. Some really good games for small schools. Got some big games in the Big South. First place on the line. Austin Peay's action. Austin Peay has action. I already submitted my wager pass picks for today. I went ahead and did that last night. Did it as a overnight approach. It's usually what I do anyways. Thought I would say it though. How about... I just go ahead and start. First game is 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Going in order, kind of like we always do. Gardner-Webb, Longwood. Gardner-Webb, -1 as a road favorite. I'm sorry. Over under 135 and a half in some spots, 135 most of the places. Longwood, you know, Gardner-Webb, Longwood. Starting with a punt. I looked at this last night and I couldn't put it into my card. And I feel like Longwood wins. I've tried to back Gardner-Webb a couple times recently and I didn't have any luck. So I'm going to stay away because I'm not winning betting on or against these guys. So let me go ahead and hold off. The big kahuna, if we're talking about 3 o'clock games, there's two of them. This is the other one. And this one right here, Ohio Valley Conference, UT Martin, University of Tennessee Martin, the Skyhawks against Austin Peay. That's right. That is right. 15.5 point favorite, Austin Peay is at home, over under 144. You know who you think I'm probably going to take, don't you? Since, you know, we've talked about Austin Peay a ton. You know, I love him. Discord chats know all about him. The Discord family loves him. Here's something that's kind of cool. I, as a picker slash capper slash better, am 7-0 for +8.85 units. 7-0 combined, featuring games with either UT Martin or Austin Peay. So I'm 3-0 on UT Martin games. I'm 4-0 on Austin Peay games for this season. I think it's fair to say that I'm pretty in tune with these teams. I think I have a good grasp on these teams. 16 is too many points. UT Martin has a good offense. They can hit threes. They're physical from time to time. They just need consistency. But they have been playing better lately, the last couple games. They actually just beat UT, or they also just beat Austin Peay last game. This is the second leg of a back-to-back. So maybe this is a spot we look and see, and we're like, Austin Peay lost. Now they are pissed and they cover. I could see that if it was maybe closer to 10. But 16 is a lot, and it's already come down to 15.5. Like I said, overnight, I thought that it would come down. I thought there was a good chance that UT Martin got some love, because that's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. 4 o'clock games. Oh, yeah. In case you didn't hear, I'm not on Austin Peay today. I'm on UT Martin, plus 16. That's what I locked in last night. Is that 15.5? I'd go ahead and get it. It's going to probably keep coming down. 4 o'clock, Fairly Dickinson, Wagner. Wagner minus 2 is where I'll be. Over-under right now is 142.5. Last night, before I went to bed, it was 141. 141.5, so the over is climbing. I like Wagner minus 2. Fairly Dickinson just does not look that great. I've tried to back him a couple times over the last couple weeks, and it just didn't work. Wagner, however, you know, this opened as a minus 1.5-point home favorite spread for them. It's at minus 2 now. It's at a key number. Got a chance at a push. This is a close line. But I think Wagner wins by about 5. Wagner's, you know, they retain some people. They get a couple transfers in next year. Wagner will be a team that we're talking about next year having – you know, 10 wins early in the season, in my opinion. You know, Wagner minus 2 against Fairleigh Dickinson. Number 24, Purdue goes on the road, take on Minnesota in the barn. Plus 3.5, it keeps rising. It was plus 2 at the opening bell. People are backing Minnesota at home, which I, you know, don't blame them. The barn is tough to play at. 139 is the total, no opinion there. I would probably look at the under just because Purdue and their inefficiencies on the road. They're a completely different team. But ultimately, a punt game for me. There's a lot of games on the card tonight. And I'm going to have a lot of punts. You know, I got to my number that I like to get to. So, yeah. Portland Pacific, I'm not even going to talk about that one, y'all. Just not a matchup I'm really interested in. 5 o'clock, Utah Cal. We got early action today. Games start early today, so y'all make sure to be mindful of that. That's why I'm trying to get this podcast out really quickly and early for y'all. It's about 7:40 a.m. Central Standard Time. Got wager pass plays loaded already. Got college basketball knowledge being recorded early in the podcast. We're gravy, y'all. Cal, Utah, under 133.5 is where I'm playing it. Under 134 is where it opened. Cal, you know, I would look to back them here at home as a dog, but here's my thinking. It opened at 5.5. It's at 4.5 now, plus 4.5 for the Golden Bears. That's too little. The value's diminished for me. There wasn't a ton of value last night in the 5.5. I would have preferred like a 6 or a 7. My number alone, just based off of what I feel would happen with these games. But, you know, I decided to stay on the total. So over 133.5. Under 133.5. Georgia State, Georgia Southern. This is a fun one. And spoiler alert, but this one made it into my wager pass plays. We got an in-state quote-unquote rivalry game. We got some Fun Belt action. Fun Belt, Sun Belt. How are you doing? Thursday. And 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., you flip over on ESPN Plus if you've got your free trial going, if you've got an explicitly awesome person in your life that you get your password from to be able to watch ESPN Plus, or if you are an adult and you are just one of those people that has all the streaming services and you have ESPN Plus and you are awesome, you can watch this game. But those are about your only options, those three things specifically. then finding illegal streams. I don't know. Are they illegal? Are they just like shunned upon? I mean, I don't frown upon them. Obviously. Anywho, Georgia Southern, 7.5 point dogs going on the road. It's got some heavy shade to that side of the spread. -113 to -105 for Georgia State. We bet against Georgia State their last game. University of Southern Alabama was getting 6.5. Thought that was way too many. USA ended up winning outright. And Georgia Southern's 12-9 on the year. I mean, they're still doing really well in the Sun Belt. They're going on the road. Road Warrior team here, I think. And I want to look and see how they perform on the road on the season real quick, actually, before I have to back a track. So, ATS, Georgia Southern, 3-7 on the year, on the road. 4-6 straight up. Georgia State is 5-1 at home. Georgia State's only 2-2 ATS at home. And the overs are a flying for both teams lately. 7 out of the last 10 games for both teams. So that's 14 out of the last 20 with both teams. The total has gone over. That in mind, Georgia State 1-3 to the over in home games. So, I am taking Georgia Southern +7.5. It was at +8.5. It's come down a full point. Let me get on that before it gets down to a 7, to a 6.5. I think it gets down pretty close to that. Right now, I don't know if I trust this or not, but I'm seeing a projected grade of a B grade, B rated grade for Georgia State covering the 7.5. Even though it's at -105, less likely to happen. Still seeing a projection, and it's given a grade of a B minus on that covering. But I don't like that. So I'm gonna roll Georgia Southern +7.5. 5 is my number. High point. Be real quick on this one. High point -9 against Charleston Southern. Over under 132. High point, you know, this is just a simple thing saying Charleston Southern's 1-15. They're pretty terrible. And this is a spot for high point where you're probably not going to see a lot of live movement. I'm only tracking 300 bets on this game. So not a ton of killer action on it. And yeah, that's how I'm feeling. High point -9 on that one. Presbyterian Hampton +4 for Presbyterian. I wanted to jump on this one at +4. It was at +5 last night. I lost a hook as I was doing my research, as I was scavenging through the market and the lines and the value. Presbyterian on the road at Hampton. And if y'all recall, I like these Hampton Pirates. I've bet on them a few times in the year. I picked incorrectly a time or two, but I still liked them. Presbyterian +4, I think, is probably the play here. It's not an official play for me. You can consider it a lean. I wouldn't consider it a very strong one, but, you know, over under 133, it's dropped a half point from 133.5. But, yeah, Presbyterian. Okay. Just forgot how to talk. You know, I was having a stroke or something. +4 for Presbyterian would be my lean of advice. Biggest game of the day right here, and I am a just crazy fool for it. I wish there would have been more value in the lines because I ultimately couldn't put it into my card. And I think ultimately it was because I – really just love these two teams, and I think that this is going to be the game that I invest myself into tonight, even though I'm not betting it. Winthrop, Radford. Yes, 16-1 Winthrop at the top of the Big South. Radford, 13-7. Seven losses, but strong team in that conference. Radford at home, tough to beat. Over under 141, it's come down from the 141.5. It's -3.5 for Winthrop being the road favorite. If this goes to 3, or if it goes to 2.5, I could see myself potentially taking a little dart throw flyer on it. I would like to be at a key number or under it. I don't like being over a key number outside of my value perspective. The threshold of where I see the most value and all that good stuff. You know, I don't want to stretch my value so thin and not feel comfortable with the play I'm looking to make. So ultimately what I had to do is cut bait on this one. I could not figure it out. I was racking my brain on it forever last night, trying to decide if I could back Winthrop, even though the markets early on are supporting Radford. And ultimately I just stayed away. This was one that I really wanted to play though, because it's just a phenomenal matchup. But I'm going to have to pass on it, y'all. Kind of sucks because it's a great matchup. Y'all should watch it tonight. Maybe a hint at some homework. Maybe. I didn't get an answer on the last one. I did, just not a correct one. So, I don't know. Y'all need to study some more. Here we go. Got some 6 o'clock games to rapid fire. St. Francis of New York, St. Francis of Pennsylvania, +3 for the St. Francis New York team, over under 152. It opened at 151.5. I am rolling with the over 152.5, so it looks like a hook has been lost overnight. But this was on the rise last night as I was going to bed, or this morning, however you want to chalk that up. Anyways, over 152 for me. Both these offenses can click. Both these defenses don't play much. And these smaller schools that don't have a ton of talent, they find games where they match up really well and the ball goes in the bucket a lot. I think that's the case for both of these St. Francis teams. Obviously familiar foe. Same name of school, just, you know, one in New York, one in Pennsylvania. Yes, that is in fact a betting angle that I take. When teams are the same name, but also teams that have a very similar name, I take the over every time. I'm kidding. That's not an actual betting angle or a system that I follow. That would just be stupid. Over. St. Francis, Pennsylvania, games that they play in, overs are, you know, let me just throw a number out there real quick here. Let me throw a number out. Let me. Mister. Sorry, I'm just quoting Happy Gilmore as I try to find these results. St. Francis, PA. They've had two straight unders. Let's see here. Yeah. Out of their 17 games, St. Francis, PA has had 10 overs hit. So, excuse me. Yeah. All right. Now, Merrimack, Central Connecticut State University. This one is an easy one to me. Central Connecticut State, like I said, they are the new Chicago State. Might as well just take one C out, of their abbreviation, CCSU, just Chicago State, Merrimack. They are the Merrymen, and they are playing pretty good right now. -3, it's up from the -2.5, so already got some movement from there. I locked my 2.5 in last night on Merrimack. Well, going on the road, it's under the key number of 3, single possession. And look, this is a small number. Merrimack plays defense. Central Connecticut State doesn't. Central Connecticut State has pretty much no depth. And this is just a small number. I can't believe the value that we're getting on this. Merrimack could win this game by 15. You know, Merrimack's playing decent right now. Let me try not to go off of my sometimes untrustworthy memory, but yeah, I mean, they just beat St. Francis PA 2 times in a row. -2.5 point favorites, -2 point favorites. Back-to-backs, you know, they won. Yeah, I mean, they held that potent Long Island University team to 63 points. They held Fairleigh Dickinson under 60. They held them to 51. Mount St. Mary's is the only team recently that got the best of them. And Sacred Heart, but that was in the beginning of January. They lost back-to-back games to, well, they lost 4 in a row, 2 at the hands of Sacred Heart, 2 at the hands of Mount St. Mary's, which are 2 of the better teams in this conference in the Big South. So, yeah, I'm backing the Warriors of Merrimack to go ahead and take care of business against Central Connecticut State University. The Blue Devils, Walmart, great value, Duke. That game is at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Speaking of Long Island and Mount St. Mary's, 2 of those schools that I just referenced in some recent games that they played, you know, the last teams I was talking about, 6 o'clock, -4 points for Mount St. Mary's. It's up from -3, I'm sorry, over under 136.5. It's up 2 points from the 134.5. It's very early in the morning, so maybe we could see this creep into 5-point territory by lunch, perhaps, if it continues to creep this way. 2 points overnight, you know, that's a good start. So let's keep an eye on Long Island, Mount St. Mary's for a 5-point rule opportunity, which our 5-point rule yesterday in the Bradley and Valparaiso game hit. So us in the Discord, you know, a couple of dedicated hoopballas over there, they've been tracking their 5-point rate. Okay, holy crap. 5-point play bets. Y'all, I'm struggling today. It's early. I already told y'all what time it was, so y'all can't really just, y'all can't be busting my chops too much, please. And besides, I've not had any coffee today. Not yet. And there's a polar vortex outside, so, you know, just cut me off a little slice of it's okay, Devin. Cut me a little slice of that off. So yeah, Long Island, Mount St. Mary's. Keep an eye on it. See if we can get a 5-point play on it. I think we can. You know, I think a lot of teams or a lot of people are going to be looking at this, and they're going to see that Long Island team and just be like, yeah, let me take the over. That's kind of what I did a couple of days ago. You know, I thought I had a really good angle on it. I know that they typically do go over in their ball games, but it was just a bad foo-foo pick for me. A poo-poo pick. That's an article I mentioned a while ago, or like in a recap at the end of the day thing that I mentioned a while ago. You know, I said I was going to start doing, like, you know, my poo-poo pick of the day or whatever, to talk about the complete turd of a pick that I submit into the Wager Pass article. Yesterday's poo-poo pick of the day was Mizzou going on the road to Ole Miss and losing by about 40. And I took them, and then I probably talked a few of y'all into going with Missouri plus 1.5. Sorry about that. That was rough. I hadn't seen that side of Missouri this year, so, you know, caught me off guard. I would have made the same pick, you know. Missouri on that tight line, it, you know, I've been in love with Missouri this year, so. All right, back to handicapping today's games in enough of memory lane. Weber State, Montana. This is just going to be a really good basketball matchup right here. Weber State, 11-4. Like, they're cruising lately. I think they've won, like, 6 in a row. Tight line, one-point game. Montana, the home dog, over under 138. It's only had a half-point movement. Punt game for me. But check Weber State out. You know, if you got time, if you got a free trial to Pluto TV, if you got a stream access, you know, to it, look at Weber State. They got some pretty good guards. You know, they got some exciting guards. They got good length on defense. Their transition game's really nice. Their shot creation too. For a smaller school, they're coached really, really, really well. Really well. I'm not saying that small schools are normally coached bad. Don't let me try to sell that moot point to you. Moot thought. But y'all know I love my small schools. Doesn't matter about the coaches. Hell, Alabama and Arkansas's got two guys. You know, they got their coaches just came from small schools. Nate Oates, Eric Musselman. So, excuse me. Oates came from Buffalo. Musselman came from, it was either Nevada or Utah State. I want to say Nevada. So, that's where I'm rolling. Continuing with some 6 o'clock game. I'm going to rapid fire the next three because I don't have plays on them. They didn't make it into the final card. Iowa State plus 15 at KU, Kansas. Boy, the Jayhawks, 143.5. Out of the top 25 for the first time in a very, 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 very long time. It's really weird. Duke and Kansas are both out of the rankings right now. Lots of blue bloods. UNC, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Syracuse. I would consider Syracuse a blue blood, but I'm biased. I love Jim Boeheim, and I've been a Syracuse person, you know, from, they're just one of the earlier college basketball teams I remember, you know. So I got a little sentimental tie to them. I love Jim Boeheim. I love him as a coach. So he's probably, I mean, he's on my college basketball Mount Rushmore of active coaches. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe all time. I mean, Wooden's on there, obviously. George Thompson. Would I throw Coach Cal on there? How many heads you get on Mount Rushmore? 4 or 5? It's 4, right? That's what I say. I said, I mean, obviously Wooden. I mean, Wooden's just, I mean, that's obvious. Wooden, George Thompson, and 2 more. Would I go Coach Cal? He'd be like the recruiting head. You know, he'd be like the recruiter of the 4. You know, like he's the greatest recruiter. And then Dean Smith, Coach K. Jim Boeheim? It's not Tom Izzo for me yet. Like I said, Tom Izzo and Michigan State was another team I really liked. I could say maybe, what about Bob? Nah, Bob Knight. Controversial. I could be Oklahoma State homer and say Eddie Sutton, but he, you know, he didn't win a national championship for us. Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's probably pretty close right there for me. We could say Jimmy V for his inspiration and his huge underdog victory in 88, I believe it was, when they beat Houston. 85, maybe. I can't remember. But yeah, never really thought about that. College basketball coaching, Mount Rushmore for me, you know, just my personal ones. Yeah. So anyways, how did I get off on that tangent? Oh yeah, we talked about Blue Bloods and how they're down this year. And yeah, yeah, Michigan State's not ranked. Kentucky, KU, Syracuse. Who else did we just say? Duke, UNC. So yeah, stay away game for me for Iowa State, KU. The way Kansas is playing right now, that 15-point spread is just way too many points. They should not be that favorite or that heavily of a favorite, even if it is 2-12 Iowa State at home in the fog. Oh, Fog Allen. Think he would probably make it. Yeah. Fog Allen kind of has to make it onto the Mount Rushmore. Or Henry Iba. I could say Iba because I am Oklahoma State homer. But nah, that's nah. Troy, Southern Alabama. Just a complete punt game, so the numbers don't really matter. Sorry, y'all. Texas State, UT Martin. This game right here, this is going to be a good game. UT Arlington. University of Texas Arlington. Texas State. Over under 128. I can see points being scored. -1.5 for Texas State. It's up from the -1. They're on the road. No true opinion or lean on me on this one. I guess I would maybe lean the over. But this is just a tight line. A couple of equally talented teams, in my opinion. Yeah, check this game out if you're bored. University of South Carolina Upstate and the Campbell Camels. -4.5 right now for the Campbells. Campbell Camels. Oh my God, I am on a dad roll today. I couldn't do it. I was freezing up. I kept wanting to say Campbell's, like, you know, like soup. I'm a mess today, y'all. Someone help me out. Ugh. I don't know if y'all heard that, but that was just me tapping my head on my microphone, you know, like in the center of my forehead. Anyways, this is what you get when you sign up for HoopBall here and what you get for listening to me. last 6 o'clock game. Oh, punt on that USCU. That's what I call South Carolina Upstate because their abbreviation is USCU. USCU, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, no, punt game for me. I've backed Campbell a couple times lately, and one was a very close result that probably shouldn't have won, and then the other one was just really bad. So my gauge is broken on the Campbell Camels. Colorado -1 point favorite right now. I got -1.5. People buying in on Stanford at home, even though they're down a piece or two on their rotation. Over under 139.5, even shade -110 on the money to both sides. I like Colorado in this spot. I do. I've talked about Stanford a lot this year, how I like them. I have, you know. I'm not backtracking and reverse coursing here because that's not fun for anyone. But I like Colorado better in this instance than I do Stanford. Stanford's a little hurt. Colorado, with that feisty defense, they got some good size on the inside. I think they're going to take advantage of Stanford on the inside. Colorado just coming off of a dismantling of Oregon State by almost 40. And they're on a two-game win streak at least. Here, let me double-check further on their schedule. All right. Yeah, two-game win streak after coming off of a three-point loss to Utah. They beat Stanford by 13 earlier in the year. And the spread for that game was -8. This time through, it's -1.5. So I wonder if bookmakers are just starting to be like, we're starting to notice the back-to-back stuff also. We're just a little late on the game, but we notice it. Yeah. Stanford, sorry, I love you, but Colorado -1.5 for me. And it looks like so much love is coming in on Stanford that this could just go ahead and cross the zero. It might be at a pick 'em here in a couple hours. Eastern Washington, Montana State, punt, but I would roll on a lean of -2.5 for Eastern Washington. They just have potent offense and they're fun to watch. 7 o'clock games, UL Monroe, UL Lafayette, Battle of Louisiana, Warhawks, Ragin', Cajun, Sun Belt, Fun Belt. 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, +9.5 for UL Monroe. That would be my lean. Over under 136.5, no opinion. Oregon State, Arizona, punt. Southeast Missouri and Murray State. Southeast Missouri, Murray State. Man, there's some weird words coming out today. Punt. A lot of points. +13.5. It's down to 12. After looking at it a little longer here, actually, Southeast Missouri State's got some value at that number, at +12. You know, Murray State's faltering. They're 9-9. They're 500. They're such an up-and-down team. +12 for Southeast Missouri State. That's a pretty good lean right there for me. That's a stronger lean. It's a lot of points for Murray State. You know, their offense lacks from time to time. I mean, from a lot of the times. Eastern Illinois, Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State's going to win this game, my humble opinion. -9-point favorites. So obviously, you know, they should win this game. I love this Jacksonville State team. Over under 140 right now. It's up 1.5 from 138.5. So we got some rise there. Ultimately, I'll be staying away.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Idaho, Idaho State, 0-15. Idaho is, you know, my philosophy, pass. I don't bet on games with overs in it. Oregon, Arizona State. Wow, it did do that. Holy crap. I was looking at this line last night, deciding, is this going to cross zero? Is this going to flip? Is this going to be one of those weird lines? Oregon +2. They were -1.5 last night. The hell's going on? Sharp money, heavy money, everything on Arizona State right now. Oregon +2 against Arizona State after opening as a 1.5-point favorite on the road. Weird line. Flip-flopped across zero. I went 1-1 on these plays yesterday of games that were tight lines under 2 points that had flipped. Mizzou was the poo-poo day of the pick of the play. Oh my gosh, pick of the day. And then what was my other small spread yesterday? I don't recall. I'm sorry. I can't remember everything. I try. And then it just takes too time to try to find it on air while I'm recording. And then I multitask and then I get quiet. And then y'all think, oh, did I accidentally pause my playlist? Or, oh, my phone's not playing. So, anyways, long story short, fish market of the day for me on this one. I was going to say fish market of the game, but, you know, that doesn't make sense. Fish market of the day, Oregon, Arizona State. Weird line. It flipped overnight. Eastern Kentucky, Belmont. This is another really good game here. This is a really nice matchup. Belmont 20-1. Eastern Kentucky is 15-4. Over under 159.5, down 2 points from 161.5. So let's keep an eye on that, see if we can get a 5-point roll in play, and then we'll go over. +11.5, no opinion on the side. Belmont, like I said in the past, can struggle to cover these big spreads, but I've backed them in a couple of spots lately on the bigger spreads, and it's worked out. But Eastern Kentucky is a pretty good team, and they play defense, and they can score the ball. +11.5, it's dropped from +12, so some people are thinking the same. Yeah, point game for me, but this is a good view-in game. If you want to find something to fill in some time while you wait on your wager plays to start or whatever, here you go. Have at it. Eastern Kentucky, Belmont, Ohio Valley Conference. Fresno State, Air Force, no opinion. But if I was to pick something, I would back the Fresno State Bulldogs because Air Force is absolutely garbage. Over under 125.5. I would probably lean the under just because Air Force's offense can never seem to score more than 55 points. Fresno State has their own anemic-like tendencies for offense. So what I'm looking at is the defense of Fresno State to be the biggest key in this one. I don't have enough belief in it and faith to go ahead and back them. But like I said, if I was going to play something, -4.5 for Fresno State, Air Force is terrible. Southern Indiana University, Edwardsville, Tennessee Tech, the Golden Eagles, +2.5 for SIUE, over under 135, 139, 138.5 was where it started. No opinion. No, I'm sorry. The Ohio Valley has given me some issues this year. Tennessee Tech 2-18 on the year. SIU, Edwardsville, they've been playing a lot better lately. They're close to 500 now, only 3 games under 500. I mean, they were looking atrocious a couple weeks ago. It was like a pure fade spot for me, it seemed like. So no. Staying in the Ohio Valley Conference, Tennessee State 3-14 on the year, 7-point home dogs against Morehead State, who's starting to put it together. It's you know, Belmont, then Eastern Kentucky, then Morehead State. Actually, no. My power rankings for Ohio Valley Conference is going to go Belmont, Jacksonville State. Then, you know, I'd probably throw Morehead State and then Eastern Kentucky together in there. So those are those. Yeah, that's that, and those are those. Last couple college picks here, then we'll move on to NBA. I've got a couple more plays in store. Got some nice 9 o'clock Central Standard Time action, as well as some 10 p.m. Chase game action. Yes, you better believe it. UNLV, Boise State. Here we go. Over 142. Here's what I'm thinking. UNLV starting to play probably the best quality of ball all season that they have all year. Their offense starting to click. Boise State's offense is not slowing that offensive assault down anytime soon. UNLV does struggle on defense. And Boise State can as well. Not as much as UNLV. But UNLV's strong offensive attack is featuring a really nice inside game, getting some fouls called, putting people in trouble. You know, for one, I think it you know, the spread dropped from plus 12 to plus 10 for UNLV on the road. But I looked at the total first and thought that that was the most comfortable play for me. Over 142, it's at 141.5, so it's dropped. You know, last night I put in 142, or this morning, however you want to look at it. It opened 141, and so I thought it was going to keep climbing the other way, but it's actually come back down a full point. So that's weird. We'll see how it goes. I like the over 142 in UNLV Boise State. University of Southern California, Washington, USC minus 12. You know, I will say, I'm not sure if this makes my final card or not now that I'm looking at it. I'm not sure it will. I just don't know what else I would swap with it. So it'll probably stay there. Or I could just remove it. I might just remove it all in all. But Washington, they're terrible. USC, I've tried to go against the grain against them recently. Didn't work. So this is essentially just like an experiment pick for me. I'm looking to play USC on the road. They've blown people out when they should have. Their defense is just kind of unheralded, in my opinion. So keep an eye on that. You know, I'll let you know if it makes my final card or not. I don't know. Obviously, USC is the side to take. I'm just trying to determine how much value and conviction I have in it. UCLA, Washington State, Wazoo, the Cougars, Cougs, UCLA, the Bruins. Minus 4.5, UCLA, that's where I'm rolling on this one. Keeping it simple. It's at minus 4 right now. Opened at minus 4, so it keeps hovering between that 4, 4.5. People are probably playing that key number game. Minus 4.5 for me. That's what I'm going to be playing. UCLA has a lot of talent this year. They're actually playing like it. Nick Cronin, like I said, best coach at UCLA since Mr. Wooden. So give me the Bruins in this one. Minus 4.5. Let's talk some NBA action next. But before I do, let's talk mybookie.ag. Did you see all the Super Bowl stuff they ran over at mybookie.ag? If you didn't, well, you daggone missed out. What you've got to do, pronto, go over there, sign up, use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALLL, HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know we sent you. You're going to get 50% match on up to $1,000 for your initial deposit. Then I always say it, but the customer service, that's the first selling point for me. Not the diverse amount of games, the different stuff you can play, the phenomenal lines, the bets, the props. They had Super Bowl squares for the Super Bowl. That's really cool. I've got pretty much all my family members signed up. You should do it. If you got a buddy that you're trying to maybe get into sports betting to make a couple wagers here and there, you know, you can sign them up too, you know, use promo code HOOPBALL. You can refer them, you know, use that referral code, get you some free money on top of free money. And then you're expanding, you know, our family forest being amazing. So expanding the MyBookie family, expanding the HoopBall family, it's connected. Go over there, use promo code HoopBall, like I said, over at mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. All right. NBA is going to be real, real short and sweet. Not a big card today. Not a lot of plays from your boy here. Not a lot of value. Not a lot of value for me. Let's start with the games that I'm not picking or not playing on. 2 6:30 games, Miami-Houston. Miami minus -3, over under 217.5. Houston, not really healthy right now. Got some weird rotations going on. Miami starting to get healthy, but still not looking, you know, like last year's team. Single possession game, you know, I could see Miami winning by 6 or 7, but it's just a tough one. That's a tough line right here. Toronto's on my do not bet list. They are playing the Celtics. This will be a good game, in my opinion, but do not bet list. The Raptors are on. Orlando, Golden State, +7 for Orlando. That is crazy. Golden State, -7. I mean, I guess they are playing better lately. Over under 224.5. And like I said, I'm doing the three games that I don't have plays on. So this is not in time order. Well, the first two were because they were the earlier game, 6:30, 6:30. This is a 9 o'clock game, the Warriors, the Magic. Punt game though, I don't need to really get into it. I don't need to spill the beans too much. Cole Anthony, he is day to day, game time decision, GTD, DTD. And yeah, Golden State, man, they're starting to hit shots. So maybe look at the over in this one. Maybe look at the over. Orlando's just banged up. I could see a team scored 130 in that game. One team scores 130, the other should be able to score 90, give or take. 7 o'clock, Indiana, Detroit. Indiana laid up a freaking turd yesterday, smacked it against the wall, walked in our house, freaking turned themselves into a turd, and ran into the wall and smacked it. That's what the Pacers did yesterday. I don't know what pick was worse for me, Mizzou or Indiana. Indiana was my lone NBA pick on the wager pass side yesterday. I took them +2 against Brooklyn. I think they lost by like 30. So I had two poo-poo picks of the day yesterday. Two number twos. But, excuse me, in today's matchup, I do like the under 219. Opened at 217. So it raised a couple points, and I'm looking to come back. Just because, you know, the way this is a divisional matchup. This is the way that these two teams play each other. You know, grind it out, kind of inefficient play. A little sloppiness. Sloppiness is going to come from the Detroit side. Indiana's faltering right now. They don't look that good. They're having struggles scoring the ball. So, under 219 is my play on that. And we'll wrap it up with my take on the Philly-Portland game. -5.5 for Philly. I think that's where you need to go. It's even money or even shade on both sides. -110, over under 230. I was also leaning the over last night, but I didn't essentially play it. I went ahead and played -5.5. I did, excuse me, I did pick the over on Tally site, you know, as a part of my picks. So, you know, I technically did pick it. I'm not betting it. I'm not putting it out as a play. But as far as like game script, game projection, like what I think, you know, is going to happen, that's that, you know, I look for lots of points. I could see the score being somewhere around 133, 100. Philly just completely dismantling Portland. They don't have anything to throw at Joel Embiid. So, Tobias Harris is a stud. Philly's trying to be the first team to get to 20 wins. I think it's going to be either them or the Lakers. Them. The Lakers. Oh, wait. Oh, Utah's already at 20. Never mind. Moot point. Moot point. Anyways, yeah, and the Lakers are already at 20. So, Jazz, Lakers. Two 21 teams in the West already. So, all right. Folks, here's your pretty little bow. That does it. Let me swoop it and pull it. We'll, you know, get this thing rolling on out of there. We'll get this thing loaded for y'all before lunch. You're going to have something to have and listen to. For some of y'all, you're right into work. You know, my West Coast folks, good morning. Here's my voice. So, yeah, covered the college basketball slate. Like I said, I would every game. I typically do. NBA, small value tonight. A couple plays I really like, though. Philly will probably end up in my wager pass plays. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then we just talked, you know? We just talked. We do it from time to time. I enjoy talking with y'all. Talking to y'all, I guess, technically. Yeah. So, official plays already listed into the Wager Pass article. My college basketball plays are already loaded. I got some NBA plays to submit. Maybe NBA play. I'm not sure. Might throw two in there. But, yeah. I mean, short. I can't really say short and sweet because I took my time on today's again. You know, there were some sections I rushed through and some clusters of games I had to just, you know, expedite. But y'all know how it goes. There's a lot of games to talk about. Y'all know I love it. Y'all know I love this. Y'all make sure to keep coming, keep hanging out. Let's keep growing this little family we got here. It is steadily growing, that's for sure. And we enjoy it. We do. We enjoy each and every one of you. We appreciate it. I would appreciate it if you went and left a 5-star review on Apple Music. If you don't want to leave a 5-star review, leave whatever you want. If you leave a 1-star review, tell us why. I can't grow or get better if you just leave a 1-star review and that's it. If you don't leave a 1-star review, tell us why. Give us some constructive criticism. You know, help us out. Let us know what you want. Speaking of, if there are talking points or some questions or something that any of y'all want to have made onto the show, DM me. Hit me up on Discord if you're a premium sub. Find me on the HoopBall forums. Go over to hoop-ball.com, get involved in some of the community chats, the forums, the question threads. Get you some knowledge, get some questions answered, and then hang out with us. So, that is probably going to do it. I think I just snowed to the bow. Just tightened it up real nicely on the top of the gift there. I'm putting y'all's name tag sticker on it right now. From DALE007 to HoopBallers. All right. Gift is wrapped, gift is bowed, gift is stickered. Let's put it under the tree. HoopBallers, don't forget, use those promo codes, go over to hoop-ball.com, check the premium stuff out, get inundated with us. Come join the Discord servers, the fun, the chat, the banter. Then, just listen to the podcast. It's that simple. Follow us at Hoopball Gaming. Follow me at Hoop or at DALE007. Nothing like forgetting your own Twitter handle. And as always, I am sending you all my good vibes and all of my good energies. Thank you once again. Stay safe. We will see you on the next one. See ya.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.